Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
Welcome to Enjoy the Ride podcast with your boy Brandon Ide. I am sick as a puppy dog. I'm sick as a puppy dog. My immune system has shattered into a billion pieces, and I feel like, as they say in Europe, rubbish. It's kind of hard to swallow right now. Can't talk very well. I'm kind of pushing my way through this here, but got to give the people what they want. Got to get the podcast out. So here I am. I am currently sitting at my wife's vanity in my little office because we share the office, and half of it is her little vanity, and then the other half is my office. And I have my leg perched up on her vanity countertop thing where she keeps her makeup and stuff, because it's actually really cool, this vanity countertop thing. She actually got this from a guy who buys really old furniture and stuff and really old vanities, and then kind of fixes them up and repaints them and gives them new hardware and makes them look really nice. So she got one from that guy, and I think it looks really cool. I'd like to do that sometime if I was ever given the chance. Have you ever been sick before, or is your immune system just rock solid? Is it just bulletproof? It's made of Kevlar? And that's such a weird name, Kevlar. Let me actually check out what Kevlar is made out of. Typos everywhere because I'm sick and I can't comprehend anything. What is Kevlar made of? Here we go. Okay, what is Kevlar made of? Kevlar, as mentioned earlier, is a synthetic material manufactured by a chemical company called Dumont. Okay, so all I know is it's a synthetic material manufactured by a chemical company. Okay, here we go. Alright. Kevlar is basically polypropylene terephthalamide, which I have no clue what that is. Alright, let's check out this article from Explain That Stuff. That's actually a really cool website name, Explain That Stuff. Okay, so Kevlar. Nature has given us some amazing materials. There's wood, a material so strong and versatile you can use it for everything from making paper to building houses. There's also wool, with insulation so effective it lets sheep stand outside in the snow all winter. Or how about skin, a material that will repair itself automatically and often completely invisibly in only a matter of days. Truly incredible, though these materials are. They're far from perfect for every application, especially in the modern world where the challenges we face are ones nature could never have anticipated. That's why we now rely on synthetic materials such as Kevlar, copyright symbol. It's a plastic strong enough to stop bullets and knives, often described as being 5 times stronger than steel on an equal weight basis. It has many other uses too, from making boats and bowstrings to reinforcing tires and brake pads. Let's take a closer look at how it's made and what makes it so tough. Alright, let's check this out. Kevlar is simply a super strong plastic. If that sounds unimpressive, remember that there are plastics, and there are plastics. There are literally hundreds of synthetic plastics made by polymerization, aka joining together long chain molecules, and they have widely different properties. Kevlar's amazing properties are partly due to its internal structure, or how its molecules are naturally arranged in regular parallel lines, and partly due to the way it's made into fibers that are knitted tightly together. Just goes to show, a tight-knit family just like ours on this podcast is pretty strong. Kevlar is not like cotton. It's not something anyone can make from the right raw materials. It's a proprietary material made only by the DuPont Chemical Company, and it comes in two main varieties called Kevlar 29 and Kevlar 49. Other varieties are made for special applications. In its chemical structure, it's very similar to another versatile protective material called Nomex. Kevlar and Nomex are examples of chemicals called synthetic aromatic polyamides, or aramids for short. Calling Kevlar a synthetic aromatic polyamide polymer makes it sound unnecessarily complex, even though literally everything I'm reading is unnecessarily complex. But anyways, things start to make more sense if you consider the description one word at a time. I'm not going to go through that breakdown because that's super weird and super long. Let's see. Like Nomex, Kevlar is a distant relative of nylon. Huh. Kevlar is a distant relative of nylon. That's cool. The first commercially successful super polyamide developed by DuPont in the 1930s. Kevlar was introduced in 1971. Okay, so right when the 70s started, Kevlar was introduced. And having been discovered in the early 1960s by U.S. chemist Stephanie Kwolek. Looks like Stephanie Kwolek passed away in 2014. That's sad. Let's see, who earned U.S. patent 3,287,323 for her invention with Paul Morgan in 1966. Originally developed as a lightweight replacement for steel bracing in vehicle tires, it's probably best known today for its use in things like body armor. By the time of Kwolek's death in 2014, 1 million Kevlar body vests had been sold and countless lives saved. Wow! That is so crazy! That is so crazy! So you can thank Ms. Kwolek, you can thank Stephanie, if you are a police officer or you are in some kind of line of work where you use Kevlar, or you're a shooting instructor or anything like that, really, you can thank Stephanie. So be sure to do that. Let's see. Death in 2014. Man, I wish it said the exact date so we could have like an anniversary. Let's see. How is Kevlar made? There are two main stages involved in making Kevlar. First, you have to produce the basic plastic from which Kevlar is made, a chemical called polyparaphenylene terephthalamide. No wonder they call it Kevlar. Hilarious. I love science articles. Second, you have to turn it into strong fibers. So the first step is all about chemistry. The second one is about turning your chemical product into a more useful, practical material. Polyamides like Kevlar are polymers, or huge molecules made of many identical parts joined together in long chains, made by repeating amides over and over again. Amides are simply chemical compounds in which part of an organic or carbon-based acid replaces one of the hydrogen atoms in ammonia, or NH3. So the basic way of making a polyamide is to take an ammonia-like chemical and react it with an organic acid. This is an example of what chemists call a condensation reaction because two substances fuse together into one. Oh, it's amazing. I'm looking at the chemical breakdown right here, and I don't understand any of it. It goes like line, and then hexagon, and then another line, couple lines, and then another hexagon, and then one last line. So it kind of, I don't know, it kind of looks like the bottom of a car, like the bottom half of a car. So like not the top where the windows are or where the roof is, but the bottom half where like the bottom lining of the car and then the two tires. So if you could kind of imagine that, that's what the chemical chain looks like. And so it's that chemical chain repeated over and over and over and over again, and that's what makes Kevlar. Wow, that was amazing. That's way more than you needed to know about Kevlar, huh? I think I'm going to name this the Kevlar Podcast because it's such a strong podcast. Man, I'm sick, but I still got it. I am sick, but I've still got it over here. Ugh, sorry, folks. So, a buddy of mine at work showed me this thing. It's called the Fox Sports Super 6. And basically, it's where you can go in and you can bet six different odds. Like, six different odds for certain games and stuff. And one of them is for Thursday Night Football for the NFL. The next one is for Fox College Football, which obviously is college. And then the Super 6 NFL Sunday is for six different games, and you're betting who the winner will be and by how much that winner will win by. And it looks like right now, let's see, it's $25,000 guaranteed in the Thursday night game, which is tonight, Oakland versus the Chargers, I believe. I believe it's LA versus LA until Oakland moves over to, well, you know what I mean, LA Raiders, Oakland Raiders, whatever. It's California versus California until the Raiders eventually move to Vegas next year. And $25,000 guaranteed for that. Let's check out my entry for that. Who will catch or rush for the first touchdown of the game? I said Josh Jacobs. How many total points will be scored in the first quarter? I said 10 to 14. Looks like most people said that one. The majority did. How many completions will Phillip Rivers have in the first half? I said 4-6, which is a little low, but I don't know. I think the Raiders' defense is better than people think. I think they're going to be able to slow down Phillip Rivers on the passing front. How will the first touchdown of the third quarter be scored? Ironically, I said Chargers passing. I think they'll figure it out in the second half and make it a close game. How many touchdowns will Derek Carr throw? I said 3 touchdowns. I think that Josh Jacobs will run for that first one, and then I think it's going to be all passing attack from there for both teams. Which team will win and by how many points? I said the Raiders by 6 or less just because it's a home game. And it looks like the Raiders are 4-4 on the season and the Chargers are 4-5. So that's why I made the game so close. It was the second most popular answer right behind Chargers by 6 or less. So I feel pretty good about it. And if we go back to my other picks, Let's check out the Fox Kalabala. I can't even speak right now. Let's go to the Fox College football picks here, and let's check that out. So for the Fox College football picks, we have got the... Oh, man. Oh, I'm messing up here. I'm, like, delirious right now. I went to the store, and I picked up some Sudafed and, like, the non-drowsy, and I took it, and now I think my body is starting to expel everything. So I think I'm going to, like, pee myself, crap myself, snot, and throw up and cry all at the same time. I think I'm going to do all that at once. I really hope I don't do it while I'm recording. Anyways, let's check out those Fox College football picks. Looks like there's $5,000 guaranteed to whoever the winner is. So let's view that entry. Okay, so with these, it's you guess the winner and by how much. So our first game is Ohio State versus Maryland. Ohio State versus Maryland. That is, all these games are happening on Saturday, I believe. I have OSU winning that by 30 to 35 because I think they're going to kick the crap out of Maryland. And Michigan, my team, beat Maryland by 31, I believe. Next game, I've got Penn State versus Minnesota. They're both undefeated. Minnesota is undefeated this year, and I'm a little surprised by that because usually the Gophers aren't this good. But either way, I have Penn State winning by 4-6. I think that'll be a close game, but I think Penn State will pull that one out. Next game, Purdue versus Northwestern. Purdue's doing a little bit better than Northwestern right now, like just in general. I have them winning by 9-10. I think they'll take that one with maybe a touchdown and a field goal. The biggest game of the weekend that every single college football fan is looking forward to, no matter who your favorite team is, LSU versus Alabama. This is gonna be nuts. Stuff's gonna be nuts. Yeah, that's at 3:30 p.m. And although it's an upset pick, I have Bama winning. I have Alabama beating LSU by anywhere from 4 to 6 points. I think that it'll be a close game, but I think Bama will pull that one out just because it seems like they're always so clutch in really big games. Next game, I have Kansas State versus Texas, Tejas, and I have Tejas winning that by 1-3. I think it'll be a game-winning field goal. That's what I think it'll come down to, a game-winning field goal decision. And the last game for my college football picks is Iowa versus Wisconsin. Wisconsin, the Cheeseheads. I have the Badgers winning by 11-14. 11-14 just because Iowa's a solid team, but just Wisconsin's running attack is crazy, and I feel like they have a good defense, so I think they're going to be solid, and they'll probably win by a touchdown or more. Maybe even two touchdowns, according to my pick. All right, so that's all wrapped up, and let's check out this last one. We got my Super 6 NFL Sunday. Oh, man, what if I had a lisp? What if I had a lisp when I did this podcast? It was just like, Super 6 NFL Sunday. $250,000. Let's view the entry. Yeah, no, that sounds terrible. I'm so happy I don't have a lisp. Let's check this out. Let's view this entry. Alrighty, we're going through these picks here, all you NFL people. We're going through these football picks. We've got the Lions versus the Bears Sunday at 1 p.m. I have the Lions taking this one because I don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky, and I've never believed in Trubisket. I call him Trubisket because I don't call him Trisket because he's got that B in his last name, so I say Trubisket. I'm dying over here. You know what? You're lucky I'm even doing this podcast today. You're lucky I'm even putting this out to the people because I am not at 100% right now. But I'm pushing myself. I'm sweating over here. I took Sudafed. I'm pretty sure my whole body's going to explode in the next hour or so. It's late. My wife's watching Jane the Virgin. She's probably wondering where I'm at, where I am right now. But I'm in here, posted up on her vanity, making my pod. Anyways, I got the Lions versus the Bears. And I got the Lions by a touchdown or more. Go Lions. Actually, go Steelers. The Steelers are my favorite team. By the way, they're 4-4 now. And just so you know, throughout the entirety of Mike Tomlin's tenure with the Steelers as the head coach, he has never, ever had a losing season. Just wanted to let everybody know that who say that Mike Tomlin's a bad coach, which isn't many people, but still a small group of people. Mike Tomlin's an amazing coach. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox now. Falcons versus Saints. I got the Saints taking that one by at least two touchdowns because the Falcons are quote-unquote terrible. Which is super surprising, but I think Matt Ryan's out now, so there's like a backup quarterback in, which is even worse because he can't get the ball to Julio Jones because Julio Jones is just dude's just not doing great. Chiefs versus Titans. I have the Chiefs taking that over the Titans by a field goal, just because I'm not sure if Patrick Mahomes is going to come back or not. And I mean, it's against the Titans, which I'm pretty sure they'll win that game. So they probably won't bring Mahomes back. And if they do, then who knows? Who knows how he's going to play? It's his first game back. I say it's a close game. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess we'll see. Next game, we got the Giants versus the Jets. Two terrible New York teams. I have the Jets winning that one by a field goal just because I really don't. But I think Sam Darnold is a better quarterback than Danny Dimes, than Daniel Jones. Second to last game, I have the Cardinals versus the Buccaneers. And I've got the Buccaneers taking that one. Even though they have a worse record, I have them taking that one against the Cardinals because I believe in Jameis Winston more than I do Kyler Murray. Which is weird because Kyler Murray's he's good, he's fast. But I don't know, he's short, he's a rookie. I don't know, I just don't know. I took the Bucs on that one by a touchdown. And last game of my picks, I've got the Panthers versus the Packers. And considering the Packers lost to the Chargers last week, they lost by 15 points to the Chargers, which was super surprising because a lot of people thought they were going to take care of the Chargers easily. But I have the Packers taking that one by a touchdown or more. I think that one will be a close game just because they're coming off a loss. So I think that shook them a little bit, but they're a solid team, and I think they'll still pull out the W. Alrighty, so let me go through here. Thursday night, college, Super 6 NFL Sunday, and there aren't any more. Alrighty, guys, those are my picks. Those are my picks. I'm so excited, you guys, even though I don't feel that great right now. I hope I feel better tomorrow because I'm definitely going to work and getting the job done. But there's a new gym opening. There's a new gym opening. It's a PFit. It's Planet Fitness, but it opens on my commute to work. It's on the way there. It's literally like down the road and around the corner, which is so cool because like either before or after work, I can go to the gym and I can just put work in and I can get super shredded. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I probably won't get super shredded just because I'm terrible. I'm terribly disciplined when it comes to what I eat, and I'm really trying to work on that because abs really do start in the kitchen. That's not a myth. But yeah, so I'm ready to get back in the gym and put some work in and do something. My Boston Celtics play tonight. Actually, they play in 3 minutes, so probably going to watch that on TNT. They are going up against the Hornets, so I got a feeling this is going to be a crazy game for Kemba Walker because he was traded from the Hornets to the Celtics. And Tito Three Sticks, a.k.a. Scary Terry, a.k.a. Terry Rozier, is probably going to go off as well because he's on the Hornets now, and he was traded from the Celtics to the Hornets for Kemba Walker. So we had an exchange of players happen, and I feel like it's going to be an electric game tonight. I am so, so, so ready for it. Oh, man. In the meantime, fantasy football is going pretty terrible for me. Let me see these pending transactions here. One of my buddies from work is trying to trade me some people that I don't really want for a person that I really do want to keep. So I think I'm going to deny it. I hope he listens to this podcast just so I don't have to tell him to his face at work that I'm going to deny it. But I'm probably going to deny it. So sorry, bud. Sorry about that, bud. But probably going to lose this week. Looks like I'm projected to be down by 15 points against the person I matched up against. But it doesn't really matter because I have a losing record anyway. And there's a great chance that I am not going to make the playoffs. Which is fine because it's a $20 buy-in. So it's like, whatever. Take my $20 and do what you want with it. Take my $20, you crazy person. Take it and run. But like I said, I'm sick. And I wanted to teach you about Kevlar and show you my picks for the NFL and college football and all that good stuff. So I love you. Drink your water. Stay hydrated. Stay warm out there if it's snowing where you are, because it just started snowing where I am. And I got to prepare myself. I got to get my salt and my shovel and all that good stuff. So I love you. I'll see you again on the next pod. And we're only a couple episodes away from the finale, guys. I hope you know that. Couple episodes away from the finale. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Enjoy the Ride podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And if you've got some time, be sure to leave a review. Thanks, guys, and you'll hear from me on the next podcast.